Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
But before we go any further, it's time for this. Here he is, Jimmy the Fox Hooper, with what's going on around town. Well, of course, Hoops, the big story this weekend, certainly in the last 24 hours, has been Craig Fitzgibbon. Looks like he might get the job as the head coach at Cronulla.
Yeah, it's caught fire, hasn't it, in the last 72 hours, this story. So, look, I think behind the scenes, the Sharks decision makers have been busily trying to do things under wraps and keep things quiet. But as we know in rugby league, there's no such thing as secrets 99% of the time. And so this story has now begun to make its way into the public domain. In all likelihood, I don't think the deal's done yet. I don't think that Craig Fitzgibbon has signed anything. But I think in all likelihood, it'll get done within the coming weeks. And he'll probably agree to a three-year contract with the Cronulla Sharks to take over from 2022 onwards.
What do you think the hierarchy at the Roosters would be saying to that? Would they be saying, all right, it's a great opportunity for you, Fitzy, or would they be saying, what can we do to keep you here?
They love Craig Fitzgibbon. They see him as a Rooster through and through. He won premierships there as a player. He's been part of the coaching staff when they've also won further premierships as an assistant coach as well. They would love to keep him, but I think they also understand that there's only so many head coaching positions in the NRL. And as a result of that, they would give him their blessing if that's what he desires. That's the amount of respect that they've got for him.
Well, I guess,
but it would have made some waves for sure, because similar to the Melbourne Storm, the Roosters are now a club that all clubs like to try and pick the eyes out of their assistant coaches. Like, we've seen it so many times over the years, whether it's been Jason Taylor many years ago, to Adam O'Brien, yep, more recently, now Fitzy. You go down to the Melbourne Storm and look at all the assistants that have now got primary positions in the NRL. Adam O'Brien at Newcastle. We've seen Stephen Kearney get plenty of opportunities out of the Melbourne system. Madge McGuire's at the West Tigers. So, yeah, the other teams look at the Chooks and like what they do, and as a result of that, their assistants are frequently targeted.
Mm. Well, I guess Gordy, perhaps a part of the Roosters, are saying, he goes off to Cronulla, 4 or 5 years down the track, Robbo wants to pull the pin, we get him back, and now he's had experience as an NRL coach.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I don't think that you never can ever know whether someone's ready unless they get the, you know, the top job. And Fitzy's got a lot of respect out there, isn't he? Like, you hear his name pop up a lot, and a bit like Craig Bellamy knocking back the West Tigers years ago. Like, I think he's got offered jobs, and he's just, you know, biting his time until the job comes along that he really wants, and, you know, give himself the best opportunity to succeed, because it's a tough job coaching.
He's knocked a couple of positions back, Gordon, you're spot on. Yeah. There was the Dragons and then also the New Zealand Warriors as well last season. So I think with this one, it just all seems to align, because, you know, his dad, Alan, was famously involved under Jack Gibson when Jack was the coach of the club. Alan then took over from Jack and had success when the likes of Andrew Eddinghausen and Sparkles McGaw, those sorts of players, were in that Cronulla side. So it does make a lot of sense.
Benji, what about, you hear about the downfall and how cutthroat it is being an NRL coach, and a bloke like you, I guess you know, you're at a crossroads now where you could probably either have a career in coaching or have a career in the media. Do you look at that and think, well, the media seems a lot more safe?
Well, you've been around for a while, and I don't know how you've done it, but it definitely must be pretty safe. But no, to be fair, mate, who would want to be an NRL coach? Yeah. Seriously, how cutthroat is it? Not me. We talked about it last week. Like, poor old John Morris. He's doing his best and had pretty fair results. And to wake up, and, you know, that was 65 minutes into being the winners last night.
Yeah.
Like, they were pretty good, you know, and outclassed at the end, but... Yeah, you're waking up reading that story. How are you feeling this morning? Yeah.
Can I ask you this, just on John Morrison, specifically that game last night, the tactic of kicking to Daniel Tupou, so rather than to Tedesco, and then taking Tupou out as a play two option, did you like it?
I think a lot of people do that, because Tupou is probably the best running winger in the game, and his offload off the back of it gets them on the front foot quite often. So if you can catch it or tackle him standing with no run-up, it takes him out of play two and play three. You know, whereas if you let Teddy get on the front foot, then Tupou's on the front foot, then the Roosters' middles come into play and they're more devastating. But geez, he's a good player, Tupou. So you've got to do everything you can to try and shut him down.
Boys, back to what does the Fox say? Now, obviously, Manly had their first win up there on the Central Coast on Friday night. Now, what's the latest on Tom Trbojevic?
Yeah, it was gritty. It wasn't pretty, that victory that you just touched on for the Seagulls. Great kick by DCE.
Thanks.
And the good news for Manly further to that is that Tommy Turbo will be back next weekend. So massive in. He's obviously one of the heartbeats of the side, along with Daly Cherry Evans and his brother Jake. So, yeah, I think great news for Manly fans, and just love watching him play.
Oh, they'll get a rise out of that. Like, the confidence that he'll bring to the side just from him being there, it'll be infectious. So I was happy for them the other day. You know, they've done it a bit tough, copped a lot of flack, and even a guy like Cherry, you know, hasn't had his best sort of opening four rounds, but to be able to clutch that moment and get his confidence back, because we all know how good he can be. And I was happy for him because they've been under the pump.
All right. What about Josh Maguire? We keep hearing he might be off to the Dragons.
Yeah, I think that deal should get finalised this week. So he'll join the Red V and Anthony Griffin effective immediately. The Cowboys will obviously have to chip in a little bit of freight. He'll sign for this season and then next year as well. And Josh Maguire has probably played his last game for the North Queensland Cowboys because he's not featuring today.
Okay. Gordy, something like this. Now, here's the Cowboys. They haven't won a game this year. They're obviously struggling for numbers. They've got some injuries. They're struggling for depth. Why would they let Josh Maguire go and join another club?
Oh, probably just to free up some money. But you'd think, you know, he's a guy that squeezes a lot out of the orange, doesn't he? Like, he's a small body, but he plays so big. He plays quality minutes. He's, you know, and he's really disappointed, I think, with the way they're playing. It must just be a personality clash or whatever, and Josh wants to leave, you know. I don't know too much about it, but, you know, to lose a player like that, that when you've got young kids and you're trying to teach them how to win, you're like, they talk about Tommy Radonikis, how he's a winner. You know, Josh is one of those guys, you know, that he just does everything right.
Okay, that's what does the Fox say?
I think there might be one more item.
Okay,
seeing as
all right.
We've got Benji here now.
Hot off the press.
And we can actually,
okay.
Benji will be afforded right of reply.
Right.
Here we go.
I love you, Benj. I believe Benji Marshall returns everyone else's phone call. It's only me he brushes. But that's another thing, Pete. Another thing,
let it go, mate. Let it go.
Quite bitter and twisted.
Well, this is what, you know, I mean, why don't you get
Can we just clarify? That was yesterday's football call for Triple M?
Yeah.
Why did you feel you needed to go there?
Well, I'm just a bitter little man with too much time on my hands.
Seriously.
Now, he's changed his phone number. He won't give me the new number. I mean, he's had
surprised.
A crack at me. He just said 3 minutes ago, how have I survived for 30-something years?
Well, you asked the question, mate. What would I prefer, media or coaching? Well, looking at you, probably media, because you're still here. That's all I meant.
I mean, we're off to a rocky start, but it's only round five, right? I think maybe we need to go and have some sort of mediation with the HR lady or something.
Nah, you'll be fine. He's at the Bunnies now, so you'll both be on the same page.
Imagine I wasn't. Imagine what I'd be copying if I wasn't.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate. You've done a great job with that. You like our little Corey Thompson, aren't you? You just keep bringing the ball back.
That's a wrap, Anthony.
Yeah, yeah, no he's worries. Going good.
And Benj, I love you, mate.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to say it back? Or?
You know when you say it, this is I love it, she says thank you. That's how I feel. Thanks.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.